From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. NATO chief says Russian airstrikes undermining peace efforts in Syria. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict. The Russian-backed assaults were in part responsible for derailing peace talks in Geneva earlier this week, with Syrian government officials walking away from the talks after claiming that they had ended the rebel siege of two Shiite villages in Aleppo, handing President Bashar al-Assad's government a major victory. In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. Conference opened Thursday in London. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The commitment of countries hosting large numbers of refugees to open up their labor markets is a breakthrough. I thank the governments of Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey for choosing solidarity over fear.
The more than $10 billion pledged Thursday aims to support people in Syria as well as Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted Al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. And Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu says he exploded. The explosion was likely the work of militant group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. The UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu